You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. It's good morning for if you're listening at 8:30. Good morning if you're listening at 10:30. If you're listening at 5 o'clock, good evening to you. You know, we don't want to leave anybody out, but we want to thank you for joining us here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. As we dive into the Word of God, and we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 today, going to begin reading at verse number 6, and we'll be there in just a moment. Before we get there, though, I want to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. They have been in Brevard County for decades doing great work, getting buildings set up on proper foundations, doing concrete jobs, big and small, and everything in between. They have decades of experience. They have all of the tools. They know the specs, the codes, all of the resources to contact, how to set up the deliveries at the appropriate time. They have, you know, decades of experience, great expertise. They know what they're doing, and they have a great work ethic to go along with that, beginning from the coming out, looking at the job, determining the quantities of the material, what preparation that needs to be done, doing the prep, doing the procurement, the installation, the finishing and the cleanup, and then getting out of the way so that your project can move forward. So I saw someone on social media, and they had said, hey, you know, recommend to us a good concrete company. No opinions, just if you've used them. And I can tell you that we have used JITS Concrete numerous times throughout the time we've owned our house, as well as through the over three decades that we have been at Merritt Assembly of God. They were doing work there before we got there. They've continued to do work after we've got there. They are great, great at what they do. And so they may be just the resource you're looking for. JITS Concrete, J-I-T-S, 321-536-5804. That gets you in touch with Greg, and he and his team may be just the resource you're looking for. So we want to thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I said I'd begin reading at verse number 6. I think I will begin reading at verse number 2. It says, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." So we have some streaming services. My wife has an online shopping experience. She, because of some of the physical things that she has endured, the enjoyment of going out and shopping in a brick and mortar store is not as convenient and enjoyable as it used to be for her. She used to be one that used to just go out and take a look and things like that. And so she has this online shopping experience. And part of that shopping experience is there's a streaming package that comes and you can pick and choose what you want to watch on television. And because we're very selective in what we watch as far as content and language, the selection of shows that we watch is very, very small. So we don't like to watch things where, you know, every other word begins with F. We don't tolerate that. We don't support it. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that is lazy language. It is common. It is ordinary. But we prefer not to hear that. We don't want that stuff going in through our ear gate so that it would eventually come out of our mouth gate. We don't say that. We don't want to listen to it. We don't subject ourselves to that. There are things about content that we don't support. You know, whenever people are in the entertainment business are trying to redefine as good as evil and evil as good, when they're trying to reestablish righteousness away from God's standard to another standard, we don't want to be a part of that. You say, why are you telling me all of this? Well, one of the programs that we have found that is relatively safe, it's not exactly my cup of tea, I will put it that way, is my wife watches this one program, which is a cooking competition. And is something that they do every year over in Great Britain. And they have a number of judges compete. There are chefs that compete before a judge. And the judge will give them feedback. Hey, I like this. This was very tasty. This looked very appealing. And they always start off with all of those compliments. And then they will say something like this, however. And that's what we find here in verse number 6. For that show that we watched, then the judge begins to describe to those chefs things that they think they could do better to make that dish better than it was the first time that they did it. And so whether it has to do with their presentation, whether it has to do with their ingredients or their spicing, whatever, they put in their feedback there. Sometimes the contestants take that to heart. Sometimes they don't. So verse number 6 here, Paul is transitioning from how he was ministering to them when he first came and they were not believers in Jesus Christ. Now he says in verse 6, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. That means that he had one way of ministering to people who were not believers, but people who are believers, they should have begun a growing process, a process of discipling, if you will, to where they are becoming followers of Jesus that are increasingly becoming more and more like him on a regular basis. And all of us should be striving to do that. And so for those who are growing, it required that Paul would speak into their life spiritual wisdom. So I've told you about, you know, personalities that are extremely popular, especially when it comes to making money. This world seems to be very enamored with making money. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it takes money to put gas in your car. It takes money to pay the power bill and to keep the lights on. It takes money to buy food. There's a lot of different things. Money is a tool, but money is not going to be eternal. And so there are people who set out to make money, and they presume that the season that they are in is the way that that season is always going to grow. And then when the season changes, then all of a sudden you find out the wisdom that they operated by has some flaws in it. And so Paul says, for those who are maturing, those who are growing, I want to share with you a different type of wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, or not the wisdom, as it says in verse number 6, the wisdom of this age. So, you know, Paul would write later in 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child. When you think and you speak like a child, you're eventually going to act like a child. But he says, but now that I am a man, I have put away childish things. And there are spiritual wisdom truths that we should apply, and that many times will look different than what this world is comfortable with. So I saw a social media clip, and I didn't know anything about the person at the time, but they were berating a believer because of the way that this young lady was honoring God with her finances. And this person came at it from purely a mathematical principle and said, well, if you didn't honor God with your finances, look at how much better your finances would be. And to this young lady's credit, she said, you know what? I'm going to continue to honor God with my finances. And that just blew this person's mind, because the concept of giving hadn't factored into them at this point in time. They were all about the receiving mode, not the giving mode. Well, I want to give kudos to that young lady, or whatever age lady she was, for, you know, being a person that says, you know what, there is the wisdom of heaven, and the laws of mathematics have not, that guy may have failed to factor in the God factor. And that is that God is able to take that which we honor him with and increase it exponentially. And so farmers, they sow a seed and they get back a great deal of return on their sowing. And so there's something that I found to watch that, as far as I know, hasn't had any profanity in it or anything like that. It's something that I just watch on the internet about a farmer, and man, they believe a farmer sows seed. That's what they do. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of tools. It takes a lot of resources in order to get the return that they're looking for, so that they can, you know, stay in business and stay afloat. So Paul said, I wanted to share with the mature, those who are growing, not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age. People are very flexible with the people they allow to input in their lives. So you can see an A-list Hollywood star from years gone by, and now they may be a D-list Hollywood star. They might not even make a list. Because you can go from popular to canceled with one social media post, one bad minute or something like that. This world, or maybe you just haven't done anything for them lately, and their attention span, the attention span of people in 2026 is very, very short. So if you're watching things on television, you will see the camera angle change, the lighting change, all sorts of things changing, people coming and going every few seconds, because that's how short the attention span of society goes. And so you can see the way that the pendulum of influence swings in America, through our elections, through entertainment. You can see things switch very, very rapidly. And Paul said, I'm not coming at you and bringing you wisdom that is going to swing back and forth like a pendulum. So it's not the wisdom of the rulers of this age. It's the wisdom of the Ancient of Days. It's the wisdom from heaven that was true before Jesus. It's true. It was true when Jesus was alive, and it is true in 2026. He says, the thing about the wisdom of this age and the rulers of this age is that they are coming to nothing. One of the things that I used to like to do to entertain myself in school when I had finished my assignment was I would draw mazes. And the thing about most of the paths of mazes was that they eventually came to a dead end. There was only one path, and that got you from the start to the finish. And so I'd just like to ask you to consider, what does the end result of the path you are on look like? So I think that there are a lot of things that go on in society that many people find acceptable, but I don't want to participate in them because I've seen what the end of that path looks like. I've never been a drug addict. I've never been an alcoholic. I've never taken illegal drugs of any sort, of any variety, not even one time. I've taken one sip of a Budweiser beer when I was extremely young, and snuck that, and it was like, that tastes absolutely horrible. And I never wanted to do that. I grew up in an atmosphere where there were other addictions that happened. And I said, man, if I can ever live in an atmosphere that is free of this, I want to choose that. So there are people who make all sorts of choices, and I'm not in the condemnation business. I'm here to speak truth and share wisdom. And some of those things, even though I've got friends that participate in just about all of those activities, I would imagine, I had friends growing up that they were into drugs. They ended up in jail, and they came out, and Jesus saved them and set them free. I'm thankful for the power to deliver from just about everything that I've ever encountered people in. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm thankful that God is able to deliver people from everything that I've ever seen people in. So, the reason that I did not pursue many of those things, so I grew up in an atmosphere where there was a tremendous amount of smoking that went on. My mom and dad smoked, my grandmother smoked, grandfather smoked, and great-grandmother smoked on one side. And they all smoked different brands. And if you ever had a family meal, you tried to eat as quickly as you could from the time the last person put out their cigarette until the first one done eating, lit up theirs. And I never wanted that, because I looked at the end of the road and I saw what it did to my great grandmother. And I saw what the end of that road looked like. Said, no, thank you. What mystified me was, you know, my other relatives saw the exact same thing, and they continued doing the same thing, but with just a different brand of cigarettes, thinking, oh, well, that'll never happen to me. But even though the others did not experience the exact same physical result, they suffered other types of conditions that came from that same thing. And I said, you know what? This living as if that will never happen to me looks like everybody is going to come to the end of the same road, where it's going to profit them nothing. It's coming to nothing. And so I had relatives that were absolutely consumed with alcohol, and it destroyed them. It destroyed them. Had relatives that died from drug deals, gone bad. I think I'm up to three relatives, extended relatives, that, you know, have been murdered because the drug deal has gone bad. I don't want that end of the road. So I want to ask you, as you're here on this Thursday, to consider the wisdom that you're living your life by, and asking yourself, is this coming to nothing, or is it coming to Jesus? You could say coming to everything, because that's what eternity is. It's either going to be eternal life, vibrancy, health, wholeness, being well mentally, emotionally, spiritually, living in the presence of Jesus forevermore, where there is no sin, no sorrow, no sickness, no disease, no death. I want to live that way. And the great news about eternity is not a future event. Eternity is something that we are living in right now. This little bubble of time is actually, you know, part of eternity. Eternity goes to eternity past, to eternity future. And so what does the wisdom you're living by, does it fit into the paradigm of the wisdom of this window of time, or does it fit into the wisdom that will be true forever and ever and ever, and it will never pass away? That's the type of wisdom that Paul was teaching the people of Corinth. And he says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So there's a lot in there. Let me try and make it as simple as I can. The wisdom of God is a mystery. It's a secret. It is hidden. And it is a wisdom that is from God, and God ordained it before the ages, listen for this, for our glory. One of the motivations that the enemy tries to ascribe to God is that God is trying to prevent Christians from having a good time. That he's trying to prevent Christians from having fun. Well, I'm thankful that happiness is not the goal of this life. Holiness is. And whenever we choose the path of holiness, being the nature of God, I'm talking about true godly holiness. That's going to result in benefits physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. All of that is going to lead to a happier quality of life. Happiness is not the goal. Happiness is the byproduct, if you will. And so God has put this wisdom, which the world overlooks. It's something that they don't see. Even if it was right there before them, they wouldn't understand what it was. And the truth of the matter is, it was something that God put in place for our glory, for our benefit. And so when I look at the things going on in my little sphere, I want to say, okay, God, what is the wise course of action? And for me, that wisdom is all fixated around a relationship with Jesus Christ. The wisest thing that a person can do is ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. Wisdom says, I want to live the life that God created me for, because he created you for a purpose. And that purpose wasn't to be a miserable failure. His purpose was not for you to be a born loser. His purpose was for all of us to be born again saints. And so there is a right way to live. There are many wrong ways to live. I'll get my S in the right spot there. Here's what I'll tell you about the devil. The devil doesn't care which path you choose as long as you don't choose Jesus. Jesus wants you to choose him. And I had an experience decades ago, and I said, you know what? This is the way that God wants me to go. That's the way I'm going to go, and I'm not taking any other path than the path of righteousness that Jesus wants to lead me into. And so I pray today that something that's been said will help spark a journey in you that says, you know what? I want to grow in my relationship with Jesus. I don't want to be making silly mistakes, bad decisions all the days of my life. I want to be making wise choices. I want Jesus to be glorified in everything I say, everything I do. I want him to get the glory. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.